Yeah. Okay. So let's start with the Bahag. So the Bahag holds Bahag passes that halacha like that. Bar Pi Adama comes before Bar Pi Eitz, just like the Gemara says in Lamed Tes that a Bar Pi Adama comes before Shackle. And in the Gemara in Lamed Tes, it's also Mavur that trumps even the Ma'alev Chaviv. The Progius were Chaviv, but if the Kruv was Bar Pi Adama, Bar Pi Adama would come before it. So the Bahag holds that who had in Bar Pi Adama is cutting to Bar Pi Eitz. Taisis, yes, and the Bahag, the Rosh, the Kash is even more mavur, that it's very hard to put that into the Lashon of Ula. Because Ula said, Mavarach HaZeh V'chayzu Mavarach HaZeh, how does that stem with the Bahag, that the din is that you're Mavarach and that the Hadamah comes before, in the case of Stein V'Zayis, that the Stein comes before the Zayis. How does that fit into the Lashon, and you have to do the Dafka that way. How does that fit into the Lashon of Mavarach HaZeh V'chayzu Mavarach HaZeh? Taisus answers that the Bahag will go like the other Lashon, that's Chayla Kanula. We'll talk about that later on. But in the Bahag himself, if you look at the Bahag inside, it's a mavur that the Bahag passes like Ula. And nonetheless, he passes that Bar Pi Adama comes before Bar Pi Eitz. So, the Nachas David said a Malach. The Nachas David Malach is like this, that in the member of Ula itself, Mavarech Hazeh V'chayzu Mavarech Hazeh, basically we have three perushim. We have the perush of Taisus. We try to bring it from Shmaya. Shmaya is a Talmud of Rashi. That Mavarech Hazeh V'chayzu Mavarech Hazeh means you're Mavarech and the Chaviv. That Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham only argue by B'chayzeh Shavuos. There Rabbi Yehuda only argues in the Chachamim by B'chayzeh Shavuos. There Rabbi Yehuda holds that Min Shiva Adif. And Chacham say that Chavav Adif. Everybody agrees that Mavarach al Zeh, and the Zeh means like the Chachamim, the Zeh of the Chachamim, Mavarach and the Chaviv, and then on the Eni Chaviv. Then we have the Perush of the Rosh. The Rosh Lechatchila brings Rav Shmaya Pshat. Then the Rosh in the end says that he thinks that Mavarach Zeh v'Chayzu Mavarach Zeh means that there's no din. You can do whatever you want. There's no din at all. It doesn't matter. Chaviv not Chaviv, Mishiva not Mishiva. There's no. Since it's two different brachas, there's no shaychus between the two brachas. The Rosh is based, the two brachas have nothing to do with each other. So there's no dine k'dima at all. When you're making only one bracha, then there's a din on what food to make the bracha. But when you're making two brachas, so the two brachas are two ships passing the night. What does one bracha have to do with the other? And there's no dine k'dima at all. And the third side is Rashi. The Nachas Dovid is Medayik and Rashi. Not the way Tosafot understood Rashi. But the Nachas Dovid is Medayik and Rashi. That Rashi holds that Ula is not even talking about if this is Dinik Tim. Ula is not addressing Dinik Tim. Ula is just saying the fact that you have to make two brachas. And Ula doesn't even talk about whether it's Dinik Tim because it was self-evident to Ula that Dinik Tim don't, that there's that a Chavav and Meshuvah have nothing to do with Ktima. That Chavav and Meshuvah are halachas on which food to make the bracha, but they have nothing to do with Dinik Tim. Ula didn't even have a Saka Daitach to talk about Dinik Tim. Didn't see need to talk about Dinik Tim. Nachas Dovid says, sorry, Geshmak later on in the Gemara, when the Gemara brings the Chalkav on Ula, say that there are dinik tima, which bracha to make first. So the Gemara is surprised. The Gemara says, "Pligi, my pligi, what's to argue about?" And the Gemara answers, "Lahaktim." But up until that point, when we're busy with Ula, we don't think there's such a thing as Lahaktim. So Ramela, Ula doesn't even talk about Lahaktim. And not even like the Rosh, that Ula is telling me that there's no kapeda. The Ula's not even telling me there's no kapeda. He didn't have a need to tell me that. What Ula is telling me is that you make both brachas. That you make both brachas. And that you have to make both brachas. And the Chiddush being that they had the bracha and the tznayim doesn't part of the zayis. So the Nachas Dovid says that the kash of the Rosh and Taisus that the lashon of Mevarech Hazeh v'Chayzu Mevarech Hazeh is not mashma like the Bahag that you makdim the bracha mevureres. That's only a kash if you learn that Ula's taka talking about what's to say the brachas. And Ula's either telling me like Taisus like of Shmaya that you make the bracha and the chavah first. Or he's telling me, like the Rosh, that you can make the bracha on whichever one you want first. Kach kach, Ula's telling me which bracha to make first. So that's not mashma like the Bahag, that you make the bracha muvareres before the bracha shein muvareres. But the Bahag can hold like Rashi. The Ula's bachal not discussing which bracha to make first. Ula's just discussing the fact that two brachas are needed. It's not b'chaseim shavos. You have to make both brachas. But which bracha to make first? Loyal zeh. Ula's not discussing that. So then there's still a welcome to learn like the Bahag that once you have to make both brachas, which is all that Ulu told me, which bracha should you make first? So Chavav and Shiva don't, doesn't apply. But the Kedimah's bracha Muveris could still apply. So the Nechaz David is explaining to me how the Bahag could stim with the Lashon Avul. But we still need to ask ourselves, how does the Bahag fit with the idea of Ula? In other words, the idea of Ula is that the Kedimas of Shiva and Chaviv are only Shayach by Bechayseim Shabbos. They're not Shayach by Em Bechayseim Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't know yet that there's a concept of Lahak the middle. The Gemara thinks that the whole union of Chaviv is, if you're making one bracha on two foods, on which one to make the bracha? To make it on the Chaviv, or to make it on the Min Shiva. By Em Bechayseim Shabbos, that concept doesn't apply. But the Kedim of Bracha Mubareres, the Bahag holds, does apply. So, Hagamayshna, what's the difference between the Kedima of Chaviv and Shiva that's limited to Bichasem Shavas and the Kedima of Bracha Mubareres that applies even by Bichasem Shavas? And maybe we should say this for sure. We cannot say that maybe la'olam the kedima of chaviv and of min shiva really does apply by Ein Bechayseim Shabbos, but it's trumped by the kedima of bracha mubareres, because that's for sure not in the mashma of the lashon avulah. The whole way the Nachas David explains how the lashon avulah could stem with the bahag is by saying that ula's not even talking about dinei kedima, because he doesn't think there are dinei kedima by Ein Bechayseim Shabbos, so he doesn't even have to talk about it. But the minute you say that really there is a mile of Chaviv by Ein Bechayseim Shabbos, and there is a mile of, there could have been an alternate plan maybe to say that by Bechayseim Shabbos, when there is no bracha muvareres, because there's only one bracha, so then you makdim the Chaviv with the Min Shiva. By Ein Bechayseim Shabbos, the very fact that you makdim the bracha muvareres overrides all the other dinei kedima. So you makdim, and that's why you're not makdim the Chaviv with the Min Shiva. Yeah, that would have been good, but that's the Tana, not the Lashon Avulah. Then Ulav should have said that the machlekes is by Bechayseim Shavas. By Ein Bechayseim Shavas, all of these knimas of Chavim and Shiva are overridden by the imperative to be makdim the bracha mubareres. That's if I'm not the Lashon Avulah. So the way we're dealing with the Lashon Avulah, according to Nachlas David, is saying Ulav doesn't even address dinei kedima by Ein Bechayseim Shavas, because he doesn't think there are any dinei kedima by Ein Bechayseim Shavas. He's just telling me there are two brachas. Now that there are two brachas and there are no dinei kedima, so now bracha mubareres kicks in. So what's the difference? How come dinei kedima don't apply by Ein Bechayseim Shabbos? Chaviv mishiva dinei kedima don't apply by Ein Bechayseim Shabbos? There's no such thing as lahakdim, but you still have to make the bracha mubareres before the bracha shein mubareres. So chayin the bahag, we could say a couple of things, a couple of possibilities. I want to go in the Masudah Dikwe. Possibility number one is that maybe the maila of bracha mubareres is different in kind than the mile of Chaviv and Minshiva. Chaviv and Minshiva are miles in the food. The food, the pre that's Chaviv, the pre that's the food that's Minshiva. So that Ula holds that that's only Indian. When you're making one bracha, you should make the bracha on the Chashiva food. Because I have a bracha, I want to be Mechabed the bracha. So I'm Mechabed the bracha by making it on the Chashiva food. But if I'm making two brachas anyway, so the fact that one bracha is on a chashuv food and one bracha is on a not chashuv food, that doesn't make one bracha more chashuv than the other. That's not a reason to be makd in one bracha over the other. The two brachas are equally chashuv brachas. I was only making one, so I'll cover a bracha. I would make it on the food that I like more. Like I would make it on a shlema. I would make it on a chaviv. I would make it on a minshiva. But I'm making two brachas anyway, so the two brachas are not one bracha is not more chashuv than the other. But bracha mevureres is the mind of the bracha that's more specific is a better bracha. So that's even shayach to two brachas. The bracha mevureres is a more chashuv bracha. So that comes before the bracha sheinu mevureres. That's possibility number one. So then again, that the chavim and minshiva are milas in the food in the pre, that ula holds not shayach to Ein Bechayseim Shabbos. But bracha mevureres is a mind of the bracha, and that shayach even by Ein Bechayseim Shabbos. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two for the Bahag is that maybe the reason to be makdim a bracha mubareres is in order to hacken not to patter the other food. That was maybe the reason why I have to make the bracha on the zayis before the slime, the bracha mevurer is the ha'etz before the adama, is because if I'm going to make the adama first, then maybe it's going to it's going to patter the zayis because adama is a bracha kalelas. Al kulam amar bari pi adama yotzo. And I don't want to do that because it's shalei kedin. I'm supposed to make ha'etz on the zayis. So that's maybe that's why the Bahag thinks that you have to make the ace first. And Mr. Rashi asks maybe for Akasha that if you make the bracha on the stone first, why didn't it part of the Zayas? Rashi says the teretz. Maybe Bahag holds that that's really an issue. And that's good for the reason to be makdim a bracha muveris. Don't make the shackle first on the progress before the kruv, because if you make the shackle first, you won't be able to make the bracha on the kruv. Don't make the bracha on the stone first, because then you won't be able to make the bracha on the Zayas. So that's shayach even by embichesem. So that's about a shayach by embichesem shabbos. So those are maybe two possibilities in the back. So that way, I thought a nice thing. Lemay said, does Rashi hold like the Bahag? Menachos David says that the Bahag learned the Gemara like Rashi. The Rashi learns the Ulus not, but does Rashi himself hold like the Bahag? That you make the bracha on the that you have to make the bracha on the snoin and then the bracha on the zayis? Clear not. Because Rashi Beferish addresses the question, he says, but why doesn't the bracha on the stone path of the bracha on the zayas? Rashi's teretz, the hanimili, when you're making the bracha, when you make hadoma on an apple, it pathes, but here you're making the bracha on the stone, it doesn't path of the zayas. The feel of Bahag, you're never making the bracha on the stone first, you have to make the bracha on the zayas first. So Rashi's to the kasha never gets off the ground. So it's Hakamavu and Rashi that he doesn't hold like the Bahag. So that's an interesting thing. On the one hand, Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, that Ula's not talking about Dinei Ketima. That's the pshat in the Gemara that opens the door that the Bahag could read the Gemara that way, that the Lashon of Ula is not against the Bahag. But on the other hand, Rashi himself doesn't hold like the Bahag. Rashi's taka chaylik in the Bahag. At least the Ula. Why taka? Why is Rashi chaylik in the Bahag? After all, the Bahag has a Gemara daflamates. Gemara and daflamates says it broch that a brochum of Eris is kaidim, that a hadoma comes before a shahakal. So Tyson the Rosh say, yeah, but the Lashon of Ula is against it. So you have to make chalik that Bari Pi Adama, that Bari Pi Adama vis-a-vis Bari Pi Eitz is not so much more chashuv that it should count as a bracha mevuras. Because the Lashon of Ula is from the Lashon of Ula, I see that here you can't apply the rule of bracha mevuras. But according to Rashi, the Lashon of Ula is not mechiach. Ula is not talking about it. But the Nachlas David said that that's how the Bahag learned the Gemara, that Ula is not talking about which bracha comes first. So if that's the case, so you lose the main, so then there's no reason to be mechalek between the Gemara and Lamates and by us. So why is Taka about? So why is Rashi Taka chalek in the Bahag? So I thought he would say a nice thing. Rashi l'shitose, because again, l'fil Bahag, we need to understand the svara. Why is it that chav and Meshiva does not apply by embichesem shavus? But bracha mevureres does apply by embichesem shavus. So he said two possibilities. Possibility number one, that bracha mevureres is a mile in the pre. I'm sorry, that chavim shiva are miles in the pre. And bracha mevureres is a mile in the bracha. Possibility number two, that bracha mevureres is not even a mile in the bracha. It's just a way to avoid saying a bracha kalelis that's going to be kalel the other bracha too, and then I won't be able to say the bracha that I need to say. I won't be able to say the bracha protus. I don't want to get myself in a matzib where I'm going to make a bari pi adama first, and then, oops, I can't make a bari pi etz anymore. Those are two possibilities in the back. I think Rashi doesn't hold like either possibility. Because, first of all, Rashi Bayas says beferish, not like the second thing. Rashi Bayas says beferish, that if you make the bari pi adama first, it doesn't part the desires. But I think Rashi is also mukhan chan Rashi, that the other svar is also not true. The svar that I was saying on behalf of the Bahag, that chaviv and meshiva milas in the pre, and that's not shayach by embichesem shavus. But bracha muveres is a mile in the bracha, and that's shayach even by bracha. That's shayach even by embichesem shavus. I think Rashi l'shitasi can't hold the way. It doesn't hold the way. Where's the Rashi? Why anybody know? What's the Rashi that's not the way? Yeah, Edmund. Very good. Rashi Lamates. Rashi Lamates, which is the mocker for the concept of Bracha Muveres, Rashi really explains why Taka does a Bari Pi Adama come before a Shehakel. Says Rashi, because Tiknu Bracha Chashuva L'dvarim Chashuva. Rashi there, Taka says Beferish, that the reason why Hadama comes before a Shehakel, first of all, Rashi doesn't say because Because if you're going to say a shackle first, you're not going to be able to say the Bari Peidome afterwards because it's a bracha gilelis. That Rashi obviously doesn't say Rashi l'shitasi over here. That's not true. You could make the shackle first and still need to make a Bari Peidome. But also, Rashi doesn't say that the bracha Bari Peidome comes first because it's more chashuv of a bracha. Okay, Rashi tells me the reason why a bracha mubuveris comes before a bracha shayin mubuveris is because the fact that it has a bracha mubuveris is a simen that it's a dover chashuv, that the food is chashuv. The fact that in an krub you make adoma and on prog you make a shakel is a right that the krub is dvorim chashuvim compared to is a dover chashuv compared to progius. And therefore the krub comes first because it's a dover chashuv. So mafurish and Rashi and Lamates. That Rashi learned the mile of bracha mubaveris is akin to the mile of chavav and shiva. It's a mile in the food, and a mile in the bri. It's a mile in the meichel. The more the bracha is mubur, the more it shows me that it's a chashuv of food. So mele Rashi al kochach holds not like the Bahak, because that's clear in Ula that the Rashi learns that Ula holds that the mile of chavav and the mile of shiva doesn't apply by yom b'chisayim shavas. Well, if the mile of chavav and the mile of shiva doesn't apply by yom b'chisayim shavas, so why should the mile of bracha mubaveris apply? In Svar, it's exactly the same kind of mile. It's a mile in the pri itself. So merely Rashi l'shitasoi has to hold not like the bag. But at least in Ula, there's no mokum to be makdim of bracha mubaveris. The same way we're not makdim chavav and minshiva. Now, Rashi Taka asks, Ula says, Baruch Hazeh, Baruch Hazeh, Baruch Hazeh. As Rashi, if you make the Baruch on the Snoin, so how can you go afterwards and make the Baruch on the Zayas? What about the Mishnah and the Mem that says that if you make a Bari Pi Adoma on a Priya Eitzi, you Eitzi B'dievet? So Rashi says that that's only talking about where you made the Adomas directly on the apple. But if you made the Adoma on the Snoin, doesn't pat to the Zayas. So there's a Mechaikas Achainim. How do I understand this Rashi? Mechaikas the Goin and the Shagasai. They Mechaikas the Shulchan Aruch and the Shagasai. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Vav, Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Hoyu Lefonu Pri Adomu Pri Eitz. You had in front of you Adoma and Eitz. It's not in his eyes, let's say. Ubirichal pri ha'adoma, and you made a bracha bari pi adoma on the tznayin. V'niskaven, what's the lashon? V'niskaven lifters pri eitz, and you had in mind with the bari pi adoma that you had a part of the zayis also. Says the Shulchan Aruch Yitz. So you had in front of you, let's say, a tomato and an apple, and you made a bari pi adoma on the tomato, but you had in mind that the bari pi adoma should part of the apple also. So it patters, and you do not make a bari pi eitz afterwards. As the Shagasaye, it's against Rashi. Because Rashi says that even though the Mishnah says Hadoma Patas a Priyates, that's only if you made the Hadoma on the Priyates. But if you made the Hadoma on the Tznoin, it doesn't patter the Zayas. You made the Hadoma on the tomato, it doesn't patter the apple. So why does Shulchan Aruch say that if you made the Bruch on the tomato and you had a mind to patter the apple, then it patters the apple? Says the Shagasaye, it's against Rashi. And Tosis brings Rashi. No, and then Shulchan Aruch goes on, even though the Rabbeinu Yonah does sound like the Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch shouldn't have passed like Rabbeinu Yonah against the Rashi and Tosis. Not bring Rashi and Tosis at all. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch passes that if you have to a tomato and an apple, and you made a bracha on the tomato, Bari Pi Adoma, and you had in mind to pat to the apple, it does not work, and you have to make another Bari Pi Eitz on the apple. So what's Pshat in Shulchan Aruch? Zok the Goyin, says the Goyin over there in Biagra, that the Shulchan Aruch would hold, the Shulchan Aruch holds, that Rashi is only, he doesn't call the Shagasai, of course, says the Goyin Pshat in Shulchan Aruch, that even though there's a Rashi, that if you make a bracha and it's knowing it doesn't pat to the Zayas, that's only because you didn't have a mind to pat to the Zayas. You made the bracha and it's knowing and you only had a mind to knowing. That's why it's not like the case where you made Hadoma on an apple. When you made Hadoma directly on the apple, you had in mind that Bari Peidoma is on the apple, so but yeah, but it passes the apple. But over here, when you made the Hadoma, you were making it on the Tznoi, not on the Zayas. So Mistoma, you had in mind only the Tznoi and not the Zayas. So then you can still make a bracha on the, is could and should make a bracha on the Zayas. But the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the Feirish. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where he was niskaven. He made a bracha on the tomato, but he had in mind he also wants to pater the apple. So then about it works. But yeah, but the Adam paters the apple. So we have a machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, the Chayyur, because Shulchan Aruch presumably is going in Rashi too. Otherwise, he would have brought the Rashi and Tosfos Chayyur. So we have a machlekes on the one hand between the Shulchan Aruch and the Goyim on the one hand. And the Shagasai on the other, how do we understand the Rashi? When Rashi says that a bracha on the stone doesn't bow to the Zayas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Goyin understand, the Shulchan Aruch has explained by the Goyin understand that that's because when you made the bracha on the stone, you didn't have in mind the Zayas. But if you had in mind the Zayas, then it patas. And the Shagasai understands Rashi that if you made a bracha on the stone, even if you had in mind the Zayas, it doesn't work and you still have to make a bracha on the Zayas. So first of all, I have to understand the Shavar of the Shagasai. I'll leave that for a second. But I also understand what's the machlekes here and how they read Rashi. Why do we have two different understandings of Rashi? So it seems to me that it really is totally how to understand Rashi in the first place. What's Rashi addressing over here? What's Rashi's kashya? The Ula said, "Marach hazeh b'chayzer and marach hazeh," which includes the possibility to make a bracha on the slain and then a zayis. But Rashi, what the Mishnah says, that if you made a adoma and a pre-age of yoyse. So, what's Rashi's kashya? The Mishnah is only b'di'evet. B'di'evet, if you made a adoma and a pre-age of yoyse. But over here we're talking lechatchila. Marach hazeh b'chayzer and marach hazeh. We're talking lechatchila. So what does Rashi want b'cha? So there's two possibilities. Possibility number one: that Rashi was bothered. It's mashman ula that mevorach hazeh v'chayzim mevorach hazeh. Even if you that. You make both two brachas. That's the main idea of Rashi. You make, according to Rashi, that's the main chiddush of Ula. You make two brachas. And since Ula didn't say otherwise, it was mashma to Rashi that you make two brachas even if you made the bracha on the tznayin first. Even more, if you learn like the Nachas Dovid, that when Rashi says Bim Taimar, he's going on Ula, it's not a kash on Ula, it's Ula talking. That Rashi's Bim Taimar is Ula talking. Ula's chiddush is that you make two brachas, and that it's not like the Mishnah. So then it's a fairish that Ula's talking about when you made the bracha on the tznayin first. Ula says you make two brachas. Even if you made the bracha on the tznayin first, you still make two brachas, and it's not like the Mishnah. So if that's the case, then you can't answer, well, the Mishnah is talking about b'di'evet, and here we're talking about l'chatchila. Here we're also talking about b'di'evet. You made the bracha on the tznayin, and you still make a bracha on the zayis. In other words, we're not discussing what you should do first. We're saying, if you made the bracha on the tznayin, it does part to the zayis. I don't know if I mean so clear. I don't mean that Ula is a matzav b'di'evet. What I mean to say is like this. When Rashi asks, what about the Mishnah? So why didn't Rashi answer? Yeah, the Mishnah is talking about b'di'evet. B'di'evet, if you made adoma and a zayis, he likes it. But over here, mevarach hazeh v'chayzer and mevarach hazeh, we're not yet in a matzav b'di'evet. Make the bracha on the zayis first, and then you'll be able to mevarach hazeh v'chayzer and mevarach hazeh. Like, what's bothering Rashi? If you're going to make the Adama first, you're going to mess it up. Okay, so don't make the Adama first. Make the Ace first. And you'll be Mvarach Hazeh, V'chayzim Mvarach Hazeh. Sort of like the Bahag Bemis. So the one answer, I think this is how the Nachas Dovid would understand Rashi, that you see from Ula, it's not true. Ula said V'feirish, that Mvarach Hazeh, V'chayzim Mvarach Hazeh. What Ula was saying, the whole Chiddush of Ula, was that even if you make the Baruch on the Tznayin first, you still go ahead and make the Baruch on the Zayis. And why is it not like the Mishnah? So Ula tell me it's not like the Mishnah because here you didn't make the bracha directly in the Zayis and made the bracha on the Tznayin. That's the thing how we've been learning Rashi up to now. That's how Nachas Dovid learns Rashi. The Rashi is elaborating on Ula. Ula said, the whole Chiddush of Ula, if you made the bracha on the Zayis first, there's no Chiddush that you make the bracha afterwards on the Tznayin. If you made the Ace first, of course you have to make another Hadamah. The whole Chiddush of Ula is that if you made the bracha on the Tznayin, you still make a bracha on the Zayis. Because the main chiddush of Ula is to tell me that you have to make two brachas. And if you're making the zayis first, that's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that even if you made the hadama first, even if you made the tznayim first, you still have to go ahead and make the bracha on the zayis. And that's good for what Ula's telling me. That even if you make the bracha on the tznayim, and now you turn around and this is zayis, you can still go ahead and make the bracha on the zayis. Says Rashi, what do you mean? But what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that b'di'evit, if you made a hadama, then you don't make a, you can't go ahead and make a eitz. So Rashi answers that it's talking about where they're talking where you made the hadama directly on that. If you learn the Rashi like that, then it could very well be that in, that the havana behind Rashi is that when you made the hadama on the apple, you had a mind to pat on the apple, but when you make the hadama on the snow, you didn't have a mind. There's ice like the shacharach and the goy. That's good for pshat and ula. Ula says, if you make a bracha of Adam and the Tznayim, since you didn't have in mind the Zayas, so therefore you could still make a bracha on the Zayas, and that's all part of the Chiddush of Ula. Mevarech al Tznayim, and you could still make a bracha on the Zayas. I think the Shagasai must have understood Rashi differently. The Shagasai understood that Rashi was asking a different question. Rashi was asking, what's Ulis? The whole word Ulis says that the mile of Chaviv is only by Bechaseim Shavos. By Ein Bechaseim Shavos, you don't have the mile of Chaviv. Or Mishav also, for that matter, ask Rashi, why not? Why can't you get the mile of Chaviv even by Ein Bechaseim Shavos? You'll make the Bracha on the Tznayim, which is Chaviv, and then the Zayis will be Nifter. And you'll have the maila of having made the bracha on the chavv and patterned the ein chavv. So wouldn't that be a good thing to do? Why does Ula say by ein b'chaseim shavos? There's no, you can't make the bracha. There's no din to make the bracha on the chavv, and there's no din to make the bracha on the minshiva. Because when you're making two brachas, you lose the maila of chavv and minshiva. Why not retain the maila of chavv by making the bracha on the snoin first? The bracha on the snoin will patter the zayis, like it says in the Mishnah, and that way you'll have made a bracha on the chavv and patterned the ein chavv. And Rashi is asking that you should do that. Rashi is asking that should be the thing you should do, because that way you'll retain the mile of making the bracha on the chav. How could that be a good thing to do? Yeah, you get the mile of chaviv, but you lose the mile of a bracha mubaris. You're going to make the bracha on the snoin deliberately in order to have the mile of chaviv and part of the zayis. But isn't that a bad thing to do? You're making a bracha of hadama on the zayis. How can we tell you to do such a thing? Why is that even a kasha? Right? Rashi's right away answer. That's a klutz kasha. You're going to make the bracha of Adam on the snow just to get the mile of chaviv, but you're going to lose the mile of making the right bracha on the zayis. The zayis is supposed to be ace, not Adam. So maybe Rashi, maybe the Shagasai held that the din that you have to make that you're not supposed to make Adama on an apple, that's when you're making the bracha on the apple. But if you're making the bracha on the tznayin, then Adam is the right bracha. The zayis is nifter mimelo. We've already had many times. When you make a bracha on one pri, the other peiros are nifter mimelo. You make a bracha on one bean, the other beans are nifter mimelo. So you'll make a bracha on the tznayin, the zayis will be nifter mimelo. On the tznayin, you made the right bracha. And the tznayin is the chaviv. So make the bracha on the tznayin, which is chaviv. You'll pater the zayis, like the Mishnah says, akulum, the made Adam you say. And then you'll have them, and you'll have the mile of chaviv. So why does Ula say that you don't have the mile of chaviv by Embichesem Shabbos? So Rashi answers, no, it won't work. Because if you're going to make the bracha on the tznayim, it won't patter the zayis. Because the din of the Mishnah, you can make Adama and patter an eitz, is only if you make the Adama directly on the eitz. But if you make Adama on the tznayim, even if you want to, it doesn't patter the zayis. And therefore, there is no way that you could have the mile of chaviv. Therefore, the Shagasai is so in Rashi that even if you want to make a bracha on the tznayim and patter the zayis, the zayis will not be nifty. You still have to make another bracha on the zayis. Yeah, the emes is not the yash. The chayis is not the pashu shad rashi. And it's a chiddush the shagasai learned the rashi this way. But I think behechuk that's how the shagasai understood the rashi. If that's the case, that it comes out from this rashi, the way the shagasai understood the rashi, which again, the simple pshat rashi the chayis more aligns with the nechlas David for sure. It's more along the lines of the goyim. Rashi is not saying you should make the bracha on the snoin in order to patter the zayis and get the mile of chavid. Rashi is asking me, if you did happen to make the bracha on the snoin, why doesn't it patter the zayis? So Rashi answers, no, because you didn't have in mind the zayis. So that's good, that's the Shulchan Aruch. But if you did have in mind the zayis, then it would take a patter. It's just not a good thing to do. The Shagasai Behechad learned up the Rashi was suggesting that this should be the lechatchila, this is a desirable thing to do. Make the bracha on the snoin, which is chaviv, Pata the Zayas, which is a Nechavav, that we'll have the Mila, at least according to the Chavav, having made the Bracha on the Chavav, Pata the Nechavav, you'll have the Mila B'chaseim Shavas, so making the Bracha by Chavav. No, it's making it to B'chaseim Shavas. Rashi's asking a question. Why do you sort of say this is ain't B'chaseim Shavas, and therefore you can't be Makan the Chavav? Make it into a B'chaseim Shavas, and you'll be Makan the Chavav. Make the Bracha on the Snow, and it'll Pata the Zayas. Now it's B'chaseim Shavas, you'll be Makan the Chavav. And says Rashi, no, you can't do it, because if you make the Bracha on the Snow, you still have to go ahead and make the Bracha on the Zayas. So, Lefilish Agasaya, it comes out from this Rashi, a Chiddush, a Meredek a Chiddush Din. And it's a very counterintuitive Chiddush Din. And it's not like Shchorach, Feresh. Shagasaya is Taka arguing Shchorach. Shagasaya is Feresh arguing Shchorach. But it comes out of Lefilish Agasaya that it says in this Rashi, it's a very, very, very strange halacha. That if you make Hadamah on an apple, you might say, but if you made a Hadamah on a tomato, and even though when you made the Adama, the tomato, you were hoping devoutly that it should cover the apple too, you had in mind to eat the apple, it doesn't work, and you still have to make Haetz on the apple. So what could possibly be the Svar for such a thing? Fila Shagasai, we're not learning Shagasai, but Fila Shagasai is Hirashi. Fila Shagasai, that's what it says in Hirashi. So what could be this? What could be very strange Svar? I think the Shagasai, though, he's not friendless. There are people who hold like him. And maybe we'll see a Pshat even. First of all, it's a Ritva Nachman Beis. The Ritva discusses if you made a Bari Mini Mizainis on bread, are you Yetzer? Shalom Rishayim. Because bread is also Muslim. So the Ritva holds you are. But yeah, but if you made a Bari Mini Mizainis on bread, but yeah, but you Yetzer. Not worse than a Shachtel. We pass on like Rechen, that shackle works even on bread, even on Lechem V'yayim. So says the Ritva, if you made a Bari Mitzvah on bread, you'd say. But the Ritva says, but if you had in front of you cake and bread, and you made the Bari Mitzvah on the cake, then it doesn't pater the bread, even if you wanted it to. Bread. So if I make a Bayim Yuzayin on cake, and I add a mind, the Shabbat to the bread, Shabbat to the bread. So I found a Mitzvah to explain the Shita. It's a tour in Simon Reish Tezayin. To it, the similar is a Birchas Hareach. So Birchas Hareach also, very similar to Birchas Haperes, you have brachas klalios and brachas and mevuros. You have a bracha klalios, a bari mini b'som. And then you have also brachas pratis. You have, if it's b'somim, that if it's a tree that has a nice smell, what's it called again? Like balsam. So you make a bracha bari atzi b'somim. And if it's a bush that has a nice smell, you make a bracha bari isfei besamim. But then the bracha kelelis is bari mini besamim. Things that are not isfei besamim, not atzei besamim, they just have a nice smell, like musk or something that comes from an animal. So you make a bari mini besamim. And the Torah says at the beginning of the siman that b'di'eved, if you took something that was really supposed to be atzei besamim or something that's really supposed to be isfei besamim, and you made it into bari mini besamim, so b'di'eved you yotze. That's why by Havdalah, parenthetically, by Havdalah, the minigas, we say bari mini b'samim, even if what we're holding really should be atzei b'samim, or really should be isfei b'samim. So the place can say that since people aren't really so bekim and b'chas hareach, and everybody has to make Havdalah, so the minig became just to say bari mini b'samim no matter what it is. So even if it's clothes, l'char, clothes should be bari atzei b'samim, l'char, or isfei b'samim, I'm not sure, but it should be, we'll get to b'chas hareach, we'll decide, but akapanim, it's not bari mini b'samim, it's either atzei b'samim or isfei b'samim, grows from the ground. But we make a bari by Havdalah, we make a bari mini b'samim. If you smell clothes not by Havdalah, you should make the right bracha. But by Havdalah, the minigas, we make a bari mini b'samim. So that's the number one. And that we understand, it's like Halkulim Mamar Shakal Niyah B'dvar. Bari mini b'samim is the Shakal Niyah B'dvar of Birchas Hareach. Then the Torah comes along, says the Torah, what if you have in front of you Atzei b'samim and Isvei b'samim and Minei b'samim? You have all three. You have some Atzei b'samim, You have some isri b'shamim. It's like the equivalent of a bari per eitz, a bari per adama, and some meat, a shahakal. So here you have bari yatzei b'shamim, you have bari mini b'shamim, and you have something that's not neither. It's maybe from an animal or something. Some other kind of smell. But a bari mini b'shamim. So he says like this. He says the Rambam says that bari mini b'shamim patters everything, but Rav Amram Goyen says. That you make three brachas. You make each one, you make its own bracha. So it's machlekes beisayisiv in the back. What's the case of it? What are they talking about? Are they talking lechatchila? Are they talking b'diavad? Because the problem is, it's very hard to understand. If we're talking lechatchila, what should you do? So the chayish pasuk like a rabbi going, you should make a bracha on every single one. It's like you have an apple, a banana, and a chocolate bar. An apple, a tomato, and a chocolate bar. What should you do? You should make a bari per eitz, a bari per adam, and a shahakal. And probably the bracha, the shahakal should be last, that's for sure, because it's the least bracha muveris. And then between the eitz and the adama, we know that we don't have dina. We don't care about bracha muveris. We don't hold like the bahag. We hold it by eitz and adama. You don't have to worry about bracha muveris, but you do have to worry about chaviv. So you decide what do you like more. You like apples or tomato. You make the bracha on the chavah. But anyway, b'kitzu, you make three brachas, that's for sure. You have in front of you, and you have an apple and a tomato and a chocolate bar, you make three brachas. L'chatchila, why don't you make three brachas? So if we're talking l'chatchila, Rav Amram Goyen is right, you should make three brachas. If we're talking b'di'evid, so b'di'evid, if you made a shakal and all three, of Avada Yosef. So b'di'evid, if you made a bari minim some of them, then Avada, the Rambam is right, then you're Yosef. So when is this case that the Torah is telling me there's a machlek is the Rambam and Rav Amram and Rabbi going, doesn't make any sense. If he's talking lechatchilo, then the Ram doesn't make any sense. And if he's talking b'di'evad, then Rav Amram Goyen doesn't make any sense. So the Reish Lakish says we're talking lechatchilo. We're talking lechatchilo, and Rav Amram Goyen is saying, yes, of course, b'di'evad, if you made a bari munisamim and everything you say, but lechatchilo you should make three brachas, and Rav Amram Goyen is very easy to understand. And the Rambam holds no. Nonetheless, by birchas ha'erech, you only make very many b'sam. And why is it different than birchas ha'nenin? The Rabbi says it doesn't explain. It's takashver. I don't know. Maybe some other time we get to birchas ha'erech. Then it's not relevant to us right now. But the Bach learns the other way around. The Bach learns we're talking lechatchilu. I'm sorry, we're talking b'di'evad. You made a very many b'sam in all three. So the Ram says, okay, but the Eved, you made a bari minim b'shamim. It's like making a shakal, but the Eved, you yotze. Al kulam b'ma shakal ni Eved b'ma yotze. But Rav Amram Goyen holds that when do you say that al kulam b'ma shakal ni Eved b'ma yotze, or al kulam if you made a bari minim b'shamim, you yotze, if you made the bari minim b'shamim directly on the atzi b'shamim. So then, but the Eved, you yotze. But if you made the bari minim b'shamim on some shakal dekareach, on musk or something, even though you had a mind to patter the atzi b'shamim and the isfei b'shamim, it doesn't work. And then you still have to make three brachas. So the Bach, the Bach Sabana, the sheet of Amram Goyen mamish parallels the sheet that we saw in the Ritva and in the Shagas, and the Shagas Aya describes the Rashi. Yeah, so then I also have, so what's the Havana? So the Bach supplies the Havana. That's the Mesil of this Bach. The Bach gives the Havana. Says the Bach, when do we say that b'di'evad, if you made a, he's talking about b'chas erech, but I'm going to translate it into terms of b'chas affairs. He says, when do we say that if you made a shahakal, b'di'evad, you're yotze? Made a shahakal on an apple, you're yotze. That's only, and we say you don't have to go back and make a bari pri eitz. That's only where, if you're going to make a bari pri eitz, you're going to turn the shahakal into a brachal batala. So then we say, so you should stick with the shakal, even though it's a b'di'evad. Shakal is not really the right bracha, but it's better to be yotzi b'di'evad with the shakal than to make a bari pre'etz, and then your shakal is going to be left as a bracha l'batala. But in a case where you could make the right bracha, and the original bracha will not be rendered a bracha l'batala, like in a case where you made a shakal on a chocolate bar, and you had in mind to pater the apple, but that's not, you're not supposed to make a shakal on an apple. So you should go ahead, you should still make a bari pri eitz, because you should still make the bracha lechatchila bari pri eitz. What's going to be with the shakal? So that's not a problem. The shakal is not going to be a bracha lechatchila because it's still the right bracha that you had to make on the chocolate bar. So then you take and make a bracha bari pri eitz on the app. The Bach says it in the Birchas Harech, but I'm translating it in the Birchas Haveres. Because the Bach is giving us a Havana in the sheet of the in the sheet of in the in the in the sheet of the Shagas Ayah, which Lufi the Shagas Ayah is the Rashi and the sheet of the Ritva. I think this, the Havana is like this. The Havana is that to a bracha muveres is a, we said many times, the bracha muveres is a mila. We talked about the sugya bracha shem yom yom. There's certainly a mila in making a bracha muveres, either the mila of Me'ei B'chaisov or the mila of that you want to give a shevach for the extra chashivos. So there's certainly, it's certainly better to make a bracha muveres. So if you made a shakal and an apple, you certainly did not make the best bracha that you could. It's, you left out the shevach for it being a pre-eitz. However, you learn again, maybe it's Me'ei B'chaisov. We had a bahag once upon a time that's Me'ei B'chaisov. Or we said on the other shakal is because tikmi bracha chashivos dvarim chashivim, you want to give the shevach for the extra chashivos of the apple over and above a regular shakal. Whatever it is, so the fact that you made a shakal, that's the second best bracha. It's about a, you left out the shevach of it being a pre-eitz. So really, even if you made a shakal directly in the apple, we really would like to tell you that you should make a bari pre-eitz. Make a better bracha. We can't do it because you already made a shakal. We're going to make you make a bari pre-eitz too. So then the shakal is going to be rendered bracha levatola. It's not worth it. So we'll forgo the extra shevach in order not to have a bracha levatola. But in a case where it's not going to be bracha levatola anyway, because you had to make the shakal anyway on the chocolate bar. So then, even though you had in mind the apple, and maybe in a certain sense you were, you'd say the shakal did work for the apple. If you ate the apple without a berry paste, I don't think it'd be also you're not going to be over the isser of being an enemy of bracha. But you have a bracha you made. But why not make a lechatchila dikah bracha? So why suffice yourself with the benevolent bracha when you can still make the lechatchila dikah bracha and the bracha and the other bracha, the bracha klolos won't be left behind as a bracha levatala. And therefore, that's what we should do. The Shagasai, I think that's the havana here in the Shagasai. And the feed of Shagasai, that's what Rashi is saying over here also. That if you make the bracha on the tznoyim, maybe we should tell you to make the bracha on the tznoyim. You'll get the mile of and part of the zayis. You'll have the mile of chaviv. You have the mile of b'chayseim shabbos with chaviv. So we said, no, it's not going to work because even to make the bracha on the tznoyim, you're still going to need to make the bracha on the, you're still going to need to make another bracha on the zayis. And the bracha of the adama will only be on the tznoyim. Yeah, okay, let's go back to the Gemara. We're still within Rashi, we're basically still in Rashi Shittu. We talked a lot about the Bahag. You know, let's take it from the top. Amr Ulam, Machlekes B'Chaseim Shavos, B'Dus Avim Shiva Adar B'Bonus Avim Midchav V'Vadar. Aval B'Shem B'Chaseim Shavos, Tipi Akon V'Varach Hazeh V'Chazim V'Varach Hazeh. The Rashi, the way Nachuzdavar understands the Rashi, Ula is saying, is that that by Em B'Chaseim Shavos, his chiddush is you have to make two brachas. And then it was self-evident to him, and even you have to spell out, that once you're making two brachas, there's no dinikdim. So you see beferish that you can make the bracha on the snoin and part of the zayis. So how you see you don't make two brachas, you only make one. It's a kashan ula. It's an interesting thing. The Gemara is halamina. The more I thought the Bryce is saying, you should have to make the bracha on the snoin, baripi adama, and you should patel his eyes. And it's not like ula. Okay, it's not like ula, but how does it make any sense? How can we tell somebody l'chatchila to make the bracha on the snoin and patel his eyes? Can we tell somebody l'chatchila to make adama on his eyes? Has not limited to Rashi, but right now we're in Rashi's world. Some other zach. What's the Gemara's? I understand that this price is against Ula. According to Rashi, it's mamish. It's contradicting Ula's main chiddush. Ula's main chiddush was the bracha on the snoin doesn't batter the zayas, and therefore you make two brachas. Melech no k'dima. In the price it says you make the bracha on the snoin, and you do batter the zayas. But the Rice is mashma, but that's what you do with Chatchila. How could that even make any sense? Like the Gemara should say, Lutamech. Ulutamech, how are you allowed to do that? Make a bracha and make a burpe adoma and pater a zayas? Lechatchila. How can you make the wrong bracha lechatchila? Sorry, there's a big siyua here to the Shagazai. That if this would work, you would be allowed to do it. If making the bracha and the tznoi would pater the zayis, then it would be fine to do it lechatchila. How can you make a hadoma and a eitz lechatchila? Teretz says, I'm not making a bracha and a eitz. I'm not making a bracha and I'm not making a pri adoma and an apple. I'm not making the pri adoma and the zayis. I'm making the bracha and the tznoi. And the tznoi is the right bracha. The zayis is nifta mimelo. So the Gemara thinks that that's a perfectly good. El Moli Ula, I would say that's a perfectly fine thing to do. Make the bracha on the tznoi, have in mind the zayis, and you can do it lechatchila. But it's a kashan ula. Ula says it doesn't work. And that's Ula's main chiddush, that it doesn't work. It's very geschmack. Lefi the Shagasai, the Gemara here, it's a revach in the Shagasai in this line of the Gemara. That the Gemara really had a havamina, you know, that the brayshah should be kipshutoi, that you make the bracha on the tznoi, you pater the zayis, and the Gemara's only problem is that it's against Ula. But the Gemara doesn't ask, it's against, what do you mean? It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that an apple, you're supposed to make a bari p'eitz. But the Eved, you can make a bari p'adoma. But the Chatchil is supposed to make a bari p'eitz. How could there be a havamino that you're mevorach on the snow in the Chatchil and you're part of the Zayas? Maybe even without the Shagasai, even if you the Chalkam of the Shagasai, but maybe that's Pshat in this havamin. But even if you're not like Shagasai, or like the Goyim, that's... There's no need to say that, but in this line of the Gemara, lechor you have to say something like that the Gemara really had a have, you know, that you can make the bracha on the stone, and you can pat to the zayis lechatchila. And for the Gemara, so my answer is hachamai eskinik shas tainik. It's talking about a case where the zayis is a tuffel to the stone. So mainly you make the bracha on the stone, you pat to the zayis, not because I don't pat the zayis, because you make a bracha nika, you pat to the tuffel. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you make the bracha on the zayis because you have to make the bracha on the minshiba first. So it has the chileste. Rabbi Yehuda holds not kosher ikum mitfeil mevarach alikum poitev setfeil. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from ikum etofel. If the case is that the tznayin is the ikum, why would Rabbi Yehuda argue? Rabbi Yehuda is also against Ula. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't ask the Muslim Mesha. Rabbi Yehuda, you also have a kashan Ula. Because Ula said that there's no reason to be makdim in Shiva by Emich Hesem Shabbos. And here it says that it's Emich Hesem Shabbos, and you make the bracha on the zayis first, according to Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't point it out. B'chitayim achanam d'lesley. Maybe Taka doesn't hold from ikum b'tofel. It's not true. But Tanya b'doyim imach b'tznei bo azayis. And the Gemara chalat zayin to paitus azayis. After the Gemara loyim b'tznei ikum, ask you know, b'chitayim achanam d'lesley. Maybe Taka doesn't hold from ikum b'tofel. V'chsu mechsu yivach k'toni. Hoi yilafon b'tznei azayis. And the Gemara chalat zayin to paitus azayis. Like Ulo. I'm sorry. Not like Ulo, because of ikum b'tofel. But medvar amurim k'shatznei ikum. Aval ein hatznein ikker. If the tznein is not the ikker, divrei akoyel mevarach al zeh vechayzum mevarach al zeh. Because and there's no dinikdimo. Because like Ula is right. There's no dinikdimo. So you can do whatever you want. You make two brachas, and once you make two brachas, there's no dinikdimo. V'shtein imin v'alma shibichasem shava is mevarach al zeh mishiyitze. You make the bracha on the chaviv. Rabbi Yudai mevarach al zayis shaz zayis min shiva, and the min shiva is better than chaviv. Like Ulo. Der wie du sagst, mit Shiva Ode, der Verbunden ist, habe ich mit Chavi Ode. Aber durch Eimer Chishem, Shavi ist die, weil kann man Baruch HaZeh, Bechayzer und Baruch HaZeh, Mamesh Lekulo. Der Chad Omar, the other one held, not Lekulo. Ach, bis Eim Bechishem Shavi ist, Nami mach Lekes, that they're also arguing about Eim Bechishem Shavi. Bis du mal Lando Bechishem Shavi ist, mach Lekes, Shapir, so that's fine. We understand what they're arguing about, and which one to make the Baruch. Ela Madomer, bis Eim Bechishem Shavi ist, Pligi, Bemai Pligi, what's the mach Lekes, Kilo, Well, if you ask, it's very Gishmak. And what is asking, if it's Eim Bechishem Shavi ist, What is another such a thing as la'akdim? If it's Eimich Hashem Shavuos, you're making two brachas. So what's there? What's where's there a makom here to make a machlekes? What's the makom of the machlekes? Pligi b'may pligi. Rashi says b'may pligi. Avadu lemiftri b'chad the bracha. Avadu can't make just one bracha. You have to make two. And if you make two, there's no dinik dima. Here also there's a Malkum Ari in Rashi. A few of the Tamidim mentioned this to me. Chayz Vikara. Lefi Rashi, the whole Chiddush of Ula was that when you have that you have to is that you have to make two brachas. And that it's not like the Mishnah Daf Mem. And in fact, Rashi even said that you can't be Goyish Pshita. Gemara before it was a Gish and Gemara asking a little Pshita. Rashi, it's not Pshita. Because without Ula, I would have said, it says in Gemara Daf Mem that Hadoma, Patas Zayas. So if not for Ula, I would have said, you make the Brach on the Snain, and if you made the Brach on the Snain, it Patas Zayas. So I need Ula to tell me that the Mishnah Daf Mem doesn't apply over here. So what's the Mars Kasha? Pligi b'may pligi. Maybe the Machlekes is, maybe that's good for the Machlekes. Maybe the Machlekes is that they, that this Madomer holds, the one who's Chaylik on Ula, that you could take and make a bracha on the Tzlein and part of the Zayas. So therefore, the Madomer that Chob of Adib, she make the bracha on the Tzlein and part of the Chob. It'll be like B'chazem Shavas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, don't do that, because it's a bizoyin for the Shavas Haminim. Should make the bracha first on the zayis, and then, well, it won't pat to the stone, but it'll. But let's go back to Ula for a second. We'll make it clear. Point to Rashi. Ula's whole chiddush is that you make two brachas, and since you make two brachas, in the mail it's not shayach to machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. What would be without Ula if Ula hadn't told me this Kiddush? What would I have thought if I didn't have Ula? So we're in Rashi. If I didn't have Ula, I would apply the Mishnah Daf Mem. Remember, Rashi says, Ula is not Pshito. Without Ula, I would say that you make the Baruch on the Snain, the Path is the Zayas. And therefore, the Machlekes Charashim, and then the Machlekes of Yidin Chum would apply over here. Because it would be Berchesein Shavas. So we talked this through already before, the Nachas Dovah talks it through. What would that look like if it wasn't for Ula? And had it not been for Ula, and had I thought that when you make the bracha on the stone, you take a dupat to the zayas. So then it's mashma that then we would have the machlekes of Yidin Chachamim. Ula's whole chiddush is that mevarach hazeh v'chayzim mevarach hazeh, the stone doesn't pat to the zayas, therefore it's irrelevant to the machlekes of Yidin Chachamim. But if not for Ula, I would have said, that was clear in the Rashi Bepshito. If not for Ula, I would have said, Ula's not Pshito. Without Ula, I would have said, the Mishnah Daf Mem kicks in. Make a bracha on the Snain, the path is the Zayas. And in Smash, then there would be over here a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. How would there be a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham? Because Chacham would say that you should make the bracha on the Snain, since you can make the bracha on the Snain, the path of the Zayas. So Chacham would say, you should make the bracha on the Snain, which is Chaviv. That will path of the Zayas. So you will have the Maila of making the Bracha on the Chaviv and pattering the Eina Chaviv. So the Maila of Chaviv will apply. So you should make the Bracha on the Snain to get the Maila of Chaviv. And what will Rabbi Yehuda hold? He says, no, Min Shiva Adav. So don't make the Bracha on the Snain because that's not the Min Shiva. You have to make the Bracha on the Zayas. Yeah, but if you make the Bracha on the Zayas, you still have to make a Bar Pi Adam on the Snain. So now it's two different brachas. And two different brachas, you don't have the ma'ala of midship. So why would Rabbi Yehuda argue on the chacham? They should all agree you should make the bracha on the chavav. So now Chazal speaks out. He says, no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I said this yesterday also, there's no kum v'asei, but there's a sum meirah. That's Pashtu and Gemara before. That the ma'ala of chavav and shiva is only by b'chei seim shamas. It's not a ma'ala in k'timah. There's such a thing as k'timah. There's only haktim. When you're making one bracha, you should make it on the chaviv according to chacham or on the minshiva l'pi Rabbi Yehuda. So if il molei ula would have said, according to chacham, make the bracha on the tzayin, which is the chaviv. It'll pat to the zayis. So that's the thing to do. You'll have the mile of chaviv, but b'chei seim shavas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to do that, you're going to be making a bracha on a non-minshiva and patting a minshiva. That's bad. You're not supposed to make a bracha. It's a bizoin for the minshiva. It's a design for the mishiva, for the bracha, to make the bracha on the non-mishiva and to pata the mishiva. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't make the bracha on the tznayim, because then you're going to be violating the rule about mishiva. So what do you have to do? You make the bracha on the zayis. Of course, if you make the bracha on the zayis, then you don't pata the tznayim. So you're still going to have to make two brachas, and then you won't have the din of, and there's no din of lahaktim. But you make the bracha on the tznayim first, not because you have to be makdim the bracha on the tznayim, just because you have to avoid making the bracha on the tznayim. Just because, I'm sorry, you make the bracha on the zayis first, not because it's a din, you have to be makdim the zayis, but because if you're going to make the bracha on the tznayim, which is the non-min shiva, you're going to pat to the zayis, and that's bad. You can't make the bracha on the non-min shiva and pat to the min shiva. So that's all umali ula. Now ula says, no, you make two brachas, the mishnah dachmem doesn't apply. Now we have a madamru says that that the machlekes of yidacham does apply by ein b'chaseim shavas. So Rashi, because of avada, they're not, says Rashi, why such a vade? Before we said that it's not a pshita. Ula is a chiddush. Without Ula, so maybe this man domer holds not like Ula. He holds that when you make the bracha on the snow, you do part of the zayis like the mishnah daf mem. What's back to Gemara? Pligi b'may pligi. Yeah, don't know. I don't know. For some reason, it's not clear to me. The Gemara doesn't want to make that the Nekudas HaMachlekes. That they're arguing about the applicability of the Mishnah Daf Mem. The Gemara wants it that everybody agrees the Mishnah Daf Mem doesn't apply. And you have to make two brachas. So what's the pshat in the Ma'adorma that B'chaseim Shalva is not in Machlekes? It's for a different reason, because he holds from that there's a concept of Lahaktim. Maybe you could say what? What would taka be if not fu'lo? Let's go back to that. Within Rashi, the way Nachmanides understands Rashi, if ilmali ulo, what would the world look like? So it's moving Rashi, the Rashi about Pshito, that if not for ulo, I would have said that the Mishnah Lev Mem, that if you make Hadoma on the Eitz, you'd say, would apply to a case of Tznayim v'Zayis. And if you made the bracha on the Tznayim, it would pass to the Zayis. Would it then follow that you should make the bracha on the Tznayim and pater the Zayis in order to have the Maila of Chaviv? That's not so clear. I mean, we've been talking around it. I think there's three possibilities. I don't like the. There's a few possibilities. Again, in this alternate universe in which the Mishnah Daf Mem does apply, and you make a bracha on the Tznayim, it does part of the Zayis. So one possibility is, what I said before, the Shai Zayim, that yeah, if that would be the case, that the din is if you make a bracha on the Tznayim, the path is the Zayis, and that applies over here also, that if you make a bracha on the Tznayim, the path is the Zayis, then that would be a good thing to do. Because you'll chaperayim the Ma'ale of Chaviv. You'll get the Ma'ale of Chaviv. You'll make the bracha on the Chaviv. You'll path to the Eine Chaviv. Lefi l'chacham, that would be a lechatchila prescription. That's what you ought to do. We said that in the Shai Zayim. Maybe that's something you should do. Are you not making the bracha mevaveris? As long as you make the bracha on the Tznayim and not on the Zayis, we don't care that you're not making the bracha mevaveris. The Zayis niftah mimela. And it's better to make the bracha on the Chaviv and part of the other thing mimela. So lefi l'chacham, you should have to make the bracha on the Chaviv. So it would be better to make the bracha on the Tznayim. What about lefi Rabbi Yehuda? So I said before, if you have you do, if I can't, better not to make the bracha on the Tznayim. Because if you make the bracha on the Tznayim, you're going to be making the bracha on the non-min shiva and patering the min shiva. That's not right. Better to make the bracha on the Zayis. You won't have the mile of making the bracha on the min shiva and patering the enemy min shiva because the Zayis is not going to pater the Tznayim. But at least you won't have the negative of having made the bracha on the non-min shiva and patering the min shiva. That's what I said before. So, if he's comes out that if you don't hold like ulo, there's a machlekes taka by emir chesem shabbos. So then it's fair in the gemara. Someone says, "Please give me my plea." Why not answer? They don't hold like ulo, and that's the machlekes emir chesem shabbos. But maybe we could say that even if ulo would be wrong, and you would have to make two brachos. I'm sorry, you would not have to make two brachos. If you made the bracha on the Tznayim, you would not pater. You would if you made the bracha on the Tznayim, you would pater the zayis like the Mishnah. But maybe it would not necessarily follow that that's what you should do to get the Ma'ale of Chaviv. Because since you could make the bracha on the Zayis first, and then you're going to make two brachas, then you'll make two brachas, and by two brachas, there's no kapeid of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. So you could do that too. You could dance around. You're nothing wrong with avoiding the issue of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. You don't have to They have to make the bracha on the snow to chop around the mile of chav. Maybe you don't have to. Make the bracha on the zayas first. For that matter, even if according to the chacham, maybe you should make the bracha on the snow and pop to the zayas. But maybe if you're Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have, you could do whatever you want. Because even though he would prefer that you make a bracha on the zayas and pater and not zayas, here is not an option. So once making the bracha on the minshuva and patering the non-minshuva is not an option, maybe he will be fine with making the bracha on the chavav and patering the non-chavav. There's common ways to say that even if Ula would be wrong, even in a world in which Ula is wrong, the machlekes of Yehuda and Chachamim would not apply to Emir Chesem Shabbos. The din would be still that you. The din would be that if you made the bracha on the slain, the path is the zayas. But if you make the bracha on the zayas, it doesn't. But the din would taka be not like Ula. If you made the bracha on the slain, the path is the zayas. But if you make the bracha on the zayas, you should think you do make two brachas, and maybe according to Rabbi Huda at least, and maybe that's fine. You can make a bracha on the zayas and not part of the slain and. You're not going to violate anything. Maybe even according to Rabbi Huda, you can make the bracha on the snow. The kitzer. So what I want to get to is that even if Ula is wrong, you still don't get to that there's a machlekes of Yehuda and Chacham Bayim b'chizayim Shabbos. Ula could be wrong, but you're still not going to have that there's a machlekes of Yehuda and Chacham Bayim b'chizayim Shabbos. Ula might be wrong, but you have to only that you make the bracha on the tzon, you path to the zayis. That's true. Ula's wrong. Ula said you always make two brachas. You make the bracha on the tzon, you don't path to the zayis. Maybe Ula's wrong. You make the bracha on the tzon, you do path to the zayis. But Adayin, lo shemano, that the machlekes Avinu Chacham applies to Ein B'Chesayim Shabbos. Maybe the machlekes Avinu Chacham still doesn't apply to Ein B'Chesayim Shabbos, because since when you make the bracha on the zayis, you're still going to make two brachas, and then you don't have the machlekes Avinu Chacham, so maybe you're allowed to do that. So therefore, when the Gemara now says that there's a Manda Omar who holds that the Machlokes of Ayim B'Chesem Shavos, it's not enough to say because he's Chaylik on Ula that one. It's not enough for him to say that he's Chaylik on Ula. Because even if you're Chaylik on Ula, you still don't get, since we don't know yet Lahakdim. So even if you're Chaylik on Ula, you're still not going to get the Machlokes of Ayim B'Chesem applies to Ayim B'Chesem Shavos. So maybe that's why the Gemara can't just answer, well, they're Chaylik on Ula. Yeah, the Chaylik on Ula, maybe the Chaylik on Ula. But we don't know about lahakdim. So at the end of the day, you could make the bracha on the zayas. You're going to have two brachas. There's no lahakdim. We don't know about lahakdim. So it's not. So a dying, you don't have the machlekes of Yehuda and Chacham over here. My shalosh and Rashi, though, is not so much annoying. The Rashi, losh and Rashi, is b'may pligi havadei lemiftiri b'chad bracha. Losh and Rashi, mashma, if they would be niftir b'chad bracha. If you could make one bracha and pater both, then it would be again the machlekes of Yehuda and Chacham. Mashmir, if you could make adam and pater both, then we would have the machlekes of Yehuda and Chacham. Instead of the fear of you, well, it's not going to be like a side to side. You know, it's not an interesting dig in this fashion. You know, it got very complicated, but maybe try to keep it. What does it say in this fashion? It says in this Rashi, Gemara says, pligi b'may pligi. What possible machlekes to be by Embi Chesem Shavos? Gemara doesn't know yet lahakdim. So Rashi elaborates, avada than atlif to b'chad b'rocha. So where's the machlekes of Yehuda and Chacham? So there's two issues here. Issue number one is, what do you mean, vaday? It's not so vaday. Rashi before said it's not a pshita. It's not a pshita. It's a chiddush of ula. That they're not nifter b'chad b'racha. There's a mokum to say that you make kadomi, you pater both. So why over here all of a sudden is it said Rashi over here says Havadili Mifter Bechadabach. So such a vade. Before Rashi is not Pshita. Now all of a sudden it became Pshita. That's a problem. I don't have a solution for that, Taka. With all of the Chajmanis that I was trying to make for, I don't have a solution for that. But I have a Duke in the Rashi. It's a Duke in the Rashi that if you would be Nifter Bechadabach Bracha, if there would be, if there could be that you're Nifter Bechadabach Bracha. Now, what would that mean? That the Ace Path is a Dhamma? I don't think that's a lot impossible. It means if the Dhamma could pat the it means if the Dhamma would pat the Ace. If the Hadamah would pat the Ace. If the Bracha and the Snowing would pat the Zayas. I said, Avad, it's not the way. But if the Hadamah would pat the Zayas, then I would understand the Pligi with my Pligi. As Rashi says, the Gemara is Pligi with my Pligi. We don't need a Lachnim, so Pligi with my Pligi. Rabbi Yonacham is not Shaykh over here. So Rashi says, why is it so Pasha that it's not Shaykh over here? Because you have to make two brachas. You can't make just one bracha and pata both. Kilos Mashman Rashi. If you couldn't make one bracha and pata both, then the machlokes of Yonah Chacham would kick in over. Why? Even if you can make hadom and pata the, even if you could make hadom and pata the zayas, but it's only b'di'eved. It's not lechatchila to do that. So it's still not shaykh to machlekes yivin chachamim. We wouldn't tell you to, you know, you're supposed to make two brachas. You're supposed to make a, not supposed to make one bracha. So it's still not shaykh to machlekes yivin chachamim. It's a little maduik and like the shakasai. If you could make one, if you could make the bracha on the slain path of the zayis, then you would be allowed to do it lechatchila. And then we could apply the machlekes yivin chachamim, and the chacham would say you should do it lechatchila to make the bracha on the chavim. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you shouldn't do it because you're making the bracha on the enemy shiva. Maybe the whole shaga sari is meduik in this Rashi. Yeah, okay, we're going to have a little bit of a rabbit hole. A lot of rabbit holes in the sugya. So anyway, the message is pligi b'may pligi. Go back to the Gemara. Pligi b'may pligi. Since you have to make two brochas, the message is pligi b'may pligi. What's there to argue about? So after the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu lehakdim. Machlokes is a new idea. Lehakdim. Which brocha to make first? To Amar Rabbi Yosef, he tamed Rabbi Yitzchok. That's a Rashi's guy. It's the Amar Rabbi Yosef. So the diuk is that it's not only that this kolamuknim b'kod doesn't just mean this is the one you should make the bracha on, but this is the one that you should make the bracha first. So it's meduik in the lashon of Rav Yitzchok that the din of min shiva, the k'tim of min shiva, is not only by b'chaseim shavos, but it's by em b'chaseim shavos also. Which bracha to make first? And then I guess by extension, if there's a concept of lahakdim for min shiva, then there's a concept of lahakdim for chavav too. That's Rashi. You see, this is a kapeinu lahakdama. That's what you see from this Rabbi Yitzchok. That hakdama is a thing. So Rabbi Yehuda is later Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yehuda holds from Rabbi Yitzchok's drasha, and therefore kol shekein hechad echad lahakdim min shiva, de min shiva adif. Rabbanu lesa Rabbi Yitzchok, b'makam chavav de chavav adif. But Rabbi Yehuda Chama, are you, does this drush apply when you have a chavim? But a kapanim, you see the concept of lahakdim. So Mela, that's not like Ulu. Ulu says there's no such thing as lahakdim. So you make two brachas, and there's no din of lahakdim. And the chaylik holds, the other madamer holds, the other lashon holds that there's a concept of lahakdim too. So Mela, machalik sevidun chavim is shaykh not only by b'chesem shavas, but it's shaykh by em b'chesem shavas also. That's Rashi and Maral here in the sun. Okay. Guess we'll stop here. Okay, Mr. Shem, what I want to do tomorrow, I want to do the top tesis. It's also very important, the tesis of Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, how to be garish to the Gemara. That message, the Taisa Amar Birmiya is important for the first Taisa system. And then there's a long, long rush that I want to do. So you have to see the rush very well. And yeah, there's also Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm not sure if we'll get to Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank
Thank
you.
you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I want to work on getting this all together.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. The actually just over here. The caterer, so I texted Rebbe Katz and he put me in touch with the secretary, whatever, and she texted me about the caterer. So yeah, so they she wasn't so whatever. She was mentioning something about like there's a difference if you have 50 people. If you don't have 50 people, it seemed like it was saying it's they like might charge you more if you have 50 people. So I was just saying maybe we could just pay if it's better to have
Charge
50
more if
people.
50 or less than 50?
It sounds like
They
you
charge
have like
more if it's 50 or less if it's 50.
It sounds like they like having like a 50 minimum, and there's like a penalty if you're under 50, so to speak.
Oh, so they charge more if you're less than 50.
She wasn't so clear, so I just clarified. But
That's for
it sounded
sure.
like we
It
could,
means that there's a it's
right?
more per person if it's less than 50.
Right, exactly. So I said, I mean, I said like, we'll just obviously we should just pick which one is cheaper, and if it's cheaper to pay for 50 people, we'll just pay for the 50 people. We're so close anyway. It was like 47 or something like that.
Can't imagine that it's. It must be. It doesn't make sense that you pay more for 47 people than for 50. It means that you pay more per person.
Yeah,
I
that's what I would
don't.
imagine, but then what's the point of me
It
telling
may
you
be
that?
worth doing 50 anyway, but just because you
Yeah.
have extra food, then you might as well if it is a penalty. All right, but there's no way that 47 costs more than
Yeah, no,
50.
it's, yeah, it seems I would, but then, like, I don't know why she was telling me, whatever, but
No, she was.
yeah.
I said, I say it may not be worth doing 47. Might as well do 50 because it's not so much more.
Yeah. So, yeah,
Okay.
so that's fine. So I'll do that. And then
How
you
much
have the
has come
perms.
to per person?
She didn't say yet, so that's why I think it's, I mean that's where she put me in touch with the caterer, and then I was getting in touch with the caterer. But she was just saying this 50 point, and then yeah, the, so perm, so Rebbe's saying with 37 that we are going to do it
Because there's no way I could
at
squeeze more people in.
right. So yes, that's fine. So I'll just 37 on the form, and then they just sent an email today. I saw it. I didn't get to look through it carefully, but it's an email about how much money it pays. So
And to do a
is there a
shul is too
time?
hard. It's just too hard to do a shul.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's, I mean, since
It's
I've been
nicer
there
at
both
home.
times, it's been in the home, but yeah, it's been very nice. So I think that's better.
And then Lakewood thing, I assume that when are we, like, we're coming Thursday night and leaving Sunday morning? That's the plan.
I think so. I mean, because
Think
there's
guys
not
do
like,
that?
I think they would. I mean, because there's like no official transportation, people are going to drive. It could also be that it's, you know, if for some of the group it's better on Thursday night, some of the group is better on Friday. We don't have like, we're
Well,
not
it's the thing
tying
of
out.
doing Thursday night is that there are things that go on Lakewood late Thursday night.
Right. No, I imagine many guys would want to go late Thursday night, but like if we couldn't get everybody,
And then
but
Sunday morning, the big
hopefully
guys.
there's a rational relationship between drivers that are available Thursday night and Friday and people that want to go Thursday night and Friday, and then it would work out.
Right. Oh, yeah, we'll have to figure that out. Right. Because also Sunday morning, we could see, like, Friday, the yeshiva is not so full, but Sunday morning, the yeshiva is full. So if you want to see the yeshiva Sunday morning, I'll work something out, maybe daven yeshiva and breakfast over there, and I
Yeah.
get one of the yeshivas to speak to us Sunday morning, and then we could maybe get a tour of the yeshiva, something like that.
And just lastly, did Revy ask Revison about the timing in terms of so I can submit the form
The timing.
for
Oh, but no, I
perm?
didn't ask her.
Okay, so it they said that I have time to do it, but
Okay.
okay, thank you.
Very good. Okay, take care.